Oh, I could see us.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our waiting room.
We're on. I could see it na.
Yeah, we're sharing. We're currently sharing this sa lahat ng mga pages natin on Facebook. And are we good? Good. Are you?
Yeah. How's everyone?
Very nice. All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very, very special episode of On Call with Justin.
Jacko. Yeah, we're trying to burst the delay, no? Tonight we do have a special guest with us, special guest panelist with us, Miss Kai Honasan.
Hey,
hello.
Excellent, talented Kai Honasan.
Tsaka may mga sound effects din ako dito. Pag gusto niyo, sabihin mo na lang, Justin, no, ha, mag-applause ka. Okay, yun. Thank you.
No, just while I'm sharing lang, siguro tell our audience a little bit of what On Call is and why we're even here and all that. And then I'll go follow on everything else.
For sure. Thank you very much, Jacko De Leon. All right, guys. So this is On Call. Actually, ito yung podcast namin ni Jacko and Danny. But I guess parang na-force na rin tayo na i-launch already. Like, we were supposed to wait maybe another 2 weeks or so, pero sabi natin maybe even better if we can use it for a cause, diba? On call for a cause. And so today we are partnering up, of course, with Mamatay Kang Hayop na COVID Ka.
Mamatay kang hayop na COVID ka.
Telethon online, of course. Today we're going to be raising funds for a lot of things that we need to beat COVID. Actually, para mamatay talaga itong COVID na to, di ba? There is a link down below. So if you guys see this stream, share mo na rin yung link na yon so that we can make sure we raise as much funds as possible. Isa sa mga main thrusts natin today is to raise funds for the Philippine Genome Center and the UP Designed Test Kits. So I know a lot of us know na our mass testing has to happen as soon as possible. So to kickstart it, kailangan talaga na mag-donate tayo sa cause na to. So thank you so much, Mamatay Kang Hayop na COVID Ka, for having us on your stream today. And of course, we have the beautiful Kai Honasan over here, who's going
Hello.
To be playing some beautiful tunes for
right,
our... for our listening pleasures.
How's everyone doing pala muna for now? Like, how are you guys coping? I know it's a rough time for everyone, but we're doing the best we can. Doesn't mean you stay home and do nothing. We're trying to do something. We're trying to raise funds. We're trying to be creative. How about you, Kai? What have you been up to?
Well, my siblings and I all live next to each other, so we've kind of just been jumping from place to place, like bugging each other. But the good thing is, like, we get to jam, we get to play, we get to do like home gigs.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Actually, the home gigs are actually very interesting. If you guys don't know, like, Kai's family is very, very musical. a musically inclined family. I wish I was musically inclined. And that's why when I see them do gigs, nakakaliw.
But you're inclined
but I'm
to
joining
listen
them for
instead.
The first time on Thursday. Usually, I'm not allowed to join them.
You're not allowed to join?
No,
is there a
hierarchy?
May ano ba to? Parang the voice ba to na they have to approve you to join their live gig?
Mostly just my brother.
Okay.
He's mean.
How about you, Justin, Danny? What keeps you guys occupied during this time? Like,
muna.
si Danny muna. Kapag muna. If you check out Danny's Instagram, you'll see na there's a lot of sweat. There's sweat everywhere.
Yes.
It's just pools of sweat.
Ano ba? Kasi there's wala masyadong magawa kasi naka-lockdown tayo, 'di ba? We're in quarantine. So ginagawa ko na lang trying to be productive with my fitness. Tsaka parang double-edged sword na rin yung wala masyadong makain tsaka dapat hindi laging labas ng labas para mag-grocery, di ba? So, nung first time na in-announce yung lockdown, binilang ko kung ilan yung dilata ko. Tapos ni-ration ko, I made sure na kailan to aabot?
Inventory,
like, how long
muna.
Can I stay inside with this supply? And then sabi ko, if I eat 3 times a day, 4 na araw lang to, bus na. So sabi ko, pag ginawa ko 1 meal a day, 12 days akong hindi ilalabas. So doon nag-umpisa yung nag-1 meal a day lang ako. Tapos everyday ako nag-exercise. And then nalaman ko, okay pala yung 1 meal a day, healthy pala yun. Nag-research ako, and then it really helped me lose weight and yon. Yeah, so that's what I've been up to. I've been losing weight, exercising, and dieting.
Danny lost like what, 30 pounds?
Wow.
So I started at 245 pounds. I am now 210 pounds.
What?
Oh yeah. Wow, may clap. May applause. Yeah.
That's how about you, Jess? Applause worthy. What have you been doing?
Ako, yeah. I lost like 60 pounds already while I've been here. No, joke lang.
Wild.
Competitive, eh, no? No. Don't tell anyone, okay? But I've been going up and down the stairs. Yun na lang yung cardio ko. Diba? Parang, but I make sure that no one's there, you know? I make sure no one's there. And I make sure I don't touch anything. In fact, meron din akong...
I see you actually bring like alcohol with you and all that whenever you do.
Oh, my spray bottle palagi. And I also have a whiteboard marker because it's thick and it's also flat, right? So I can use it to open doors or push the elevator button. Yung mga ganun. Yeah. So yeah,
to push the door.
Yeah, so yeah. And then, or you can even just use your shoe to open the door,
or your elbow.
Yeah, so parang ganon. And then, so for example, if after I push it open with, let's say, the whiteboard marker, spray ko agad.
And by the way, guys, if you guys use your elbows to do it, don't forget to wash the elbows.
The elbows, yeah.
Parang, that's a thing. Everybody's using their elbows and then they wash their hands, but they forget to wash the elbow part.
Yeah.
Aladdin.
How about you, Jess? I mean, other than that, like, I've been watching a lot of, a lot of John Mayer's he does this show every Sunday that it's been company for me, because I know Kai watches it as well, and what's great is that he just, all he wants is to remind you that it's a Sunday and Monday's tomorrow, and you know, it's another week and all that, and it's great company. And sometimes I don't know, like, a lot of us just look for that, and parang I, at least for this hour, I want us to be that. We're having another guest today, which is Will. We'll interview him in a bit, but you know, the nice thing about John Mayer's podcast is that he has a song like every, every episode. And I think I called Kai, I messaged Kai, I was like, can you play this one later? I said, this is one of my favorite, honestly, it's one of my favorite John Mayer songs.
It's a really nice song.
It's a beautiful song. And it's called, what's the song?
You Are Still You.
You Are Still You. And I think part of why I'm growing this beard and or whatever remnants of a beard that is because, you know, like sometimes you look at yourself and given this whole time and you don't recognize yourself anymore. You know, like, because, you know, it's different. It's different. We're wearing pambayo lang the whole day. We don't go out. And so John Mayer's song just wants to remind us that, hey, look, you're still yourself. It's going to be okay. And yeah, so I guess let's have Kai give us that song, if you could play it for us.
I'm going to cover it because you requested.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. So ladies and gentlemen, while we're also calling in our other guest, the beautiful and talented Ms. Kai Honasan.
Yay!
All right, I'll mute mine para you could hear
it. Okay. You are still you. You are still fine. Even when you're singing to a crowd of one. Though the present situation can be scary, you're the him or her you were in January. All your friends will help see you through. So don't be blue. You are still you. You are still you. You still got style. Even if you don't put pants on for a while. No, it all can seem to be a bit confusing. All the days and weeks and months you may be losing, running out of clever things to do. You are still you. You are still you. That will not change. Even though the times we're living in are strange. Even if you cry a couple times a day, I would say it helps to keep the pain at bay. And certainly it's sad as sad can be. Believe you me, you are still you.
Yay! Galing!
I'm still me, palakay, no? I'm still me!
I just wanted to remind you.
Thank you. Maraming salamat sa reminder, kayo nasan. I think you're still you
but
also.
You know what? Ano yun, Ed? Like, I don't know. Like, you know, we're talking about the new normal. And I don't know. Like, sa akin, it's great. Oh, by the way, guys, the donation, if you could donate to the cause that we're trying to, you know, raise funds for, it's down in the link below. So just keep donating. You know, like, as I said earlier, like, you don't have to sit at home and do nothing. We can always do something. And we could do something for others. So the link is down below. Donate. All the details are there.
And if I'm not mistaken, it's we've already raised, what? 500,000?
574,000.
574,000 pesos?
Just in that 5 minutes alone. No, just kidding. No, that's been...
ang lakas talaga ng facial hair appeal ni Jaco De Leon. Yun pala yun.
Yeah, when I look at myself, I'm like, you are still you.
This is mantra just, every morning.
Yeah, you just have a beard.
Do you like your beard, Jaco? Are you enjoying?
Actually do. I actually enjoy it. And then, like, I have this thing that every couple of days I have to trim it. And, okay, like, make sure that it doesn't go over the lip. I don't know. Like, it gets kind of weird when it's, like, I don't know. I don't know why we're talking about.
For Echo. He makes me trim his beard.
No, okay. So one thing a lot of people have been doing is cutting people's hair or learning how to cut their own hair.
Okay. Yeah. This is like, true.
Did you cut Echo's hair, na? Echo.
I really cut my friend's hair before this. That's my secret talent. I cut people's hair. And then
I'm trying to grow my hair.
So if you need help, I'll give you tutorials. But when the lockdown happened, all my brothers and my cousins, since we're all in one space, they all started shaving their heads. First it was mohawks and then they shaved their heads.
Wow.
And then my nephew also.
Wait, okay. So our other guest is here then today. So Justin, give him an intro and para we could bring him in. And then we can bring him in our little huddle of a chat. Yeah.
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, you've seen him in viral videos such as foreigners speaking Becky. And in videos such as for say that same foreigner in Bicol trying really hot silly. And he was also in that awesome, super awesome bank commercial, which we will not name. He is also won a Shorty Award and is one of the most influential influencers in the Philippines. Ladies and gentlemen, the always abful Will Dasovich.
Hey. I can see you connect.
Is he there?
Yeah.
Will, I hope you heard my intro for you because I mentioned abs and I know you love your abs. So
I think it's he's connecting audio.
I see you.
Hey, Will.
And there you have
what's
it.
What's up? How's it going?
Where are you?
I'm just in my room. I'm in the editing cave right now.
Oh, there you are, ladies and gentlemen. Will Dasovich.
Hey. I have to say,
damn, this, large crowd.
This is the first time I'm seeing Will in a month because we could talk on the phone, but we never talk online.
You don't FaceTime?
We don't FaceTime. We never really do. I think we so it's.
I don't FaceTime with anyone. Yeah, this is my first time ever Zooming.
What?
No, so what? No, but I mean, so Zoom's a big thing. Everybody's doing Zoom. But no, but I just want to say it's very nice to see you, man. Like legit.
Yeah, I'm so likewise, happy dude. To see you. I like your Mexican stash. I like how everyone's rocking these beards now. It's like the quarantine look, huh?
I know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I know. So it's good to have you with us.
I've never seen you with a beard before.
I know, it's crazy, right? I don't know. Like, I just posted it online and someone was like, oh, you should keep it. And I was like, all right, well, let's see. And
guys, if you want to grow it full, you can actually put this thing. I started this vlog where I'm teaching people how to grow a full beard. I'm trying it on myself. So let's see.
Mm-hmm. It's an experiential thing. Anyway, thank you so much, Will, for being with us today. I figure you're super busy still with editing. Like you're editing 24/7, I think, if you're not doing yoga, right? So I guess first thing you want to know is what have you been doing to keep yourself centered, I suppose, is a better word than keep yourself busy during this quarantine time.
Well, I mean, I basically just instilled the routine, just a routine in my life where I do the same thing every single day. You know, I wake up, it's so funny because what you just said is super true. I wake up, I do my yoga routine, I drink my coffee, my green tea, then I just do my emails, and then I go through. I've been editing so much because I realized like it's a really fun way for me to pass time, and I'm so busy in the normal world that I only have time to edit maybe once or twice a week, and now I can like go back and edit all this stuff that I needed to do before, and it's therapeutic. You know, it's like someone playing the piano or painting for me when I edit. Like I just get in this zone, and then I start in the morning and I look up and all of a sudden it's the end of the day. So
that's crazy. Yeah, I remember one time I called Will up, right? I don't remember what it was about, and he's like yo dude, I gotta go in like 10 minutes because I'm gonna disappear into my editing cave for like 9 hours. So it's like you have those big stretches of editing, right?
Yeah. It's, I don't know. Cause once you start, once you get in and you have that train of thought, you have to keep it going because at any moment, you know, it could just disappear. And that's why it's so hard as a content creator or vlogger in the normal world, when you have like business meetings and, events and all this other stuff, is because it's weird. It takes like an hour for your mind to sit down and like to get creative. And then once you're creative, you just need to keep it going, because if you take a break or if you go and do something else, you like lose that train of thought, and then it'll take another hour to get back in that creative space. It's really hard to explain, but I think a lot of people from my, understand that, you know, vloggers and content creators and stuff.
Like Jocko.
You just have to you just have to get in the zone. It's, it requires a lot of like just time from point A to point B without any interruptions in between.
I know we were at a 6 o'clock time slot, and I know like Will is already I was talking to you earlier, and you're like, I sleep early now. And I'm like, when did it start that you started sleeping this early? I saw you wake up at 3 a.m. this morning.
Yeah, so I've been waking up at 3 a.m. So, you know those Navy SEALs that, like, wake up at, like, 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, those just beasts. Yeah, I'm at the 3 a.m. schedule right now. I just hacked it. You know what? I went to bed so late for, like, a week that it became early. And that's the hack. That's how you do it.
Wait, you went to bed for what? Did you start waking? What? Sorry, could you repeat that? I want to get that.
I went to bed so late that it became early.
Went to bed so late that it became early.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, basically the next day. Basically, you don't sleep, but it's the next day.
You put yourself on jet lag, I suppose, like in your own jet lag. Like you stayed up.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And I was actually thinking of just going to the States because my sleep schedule is so off, and this is something I like to do. I like to travel halfway across the world when my sleep schedule's off, because then it becomes normal, and then I start waking up at 4 or 5 a.m., which is like perfect.
It's weird, my question, I guess, for both Kai and Will is, mm-hmm. let's start with Will. Did this quarantine, this lockdown, make you more creative, or did it make you want to do something or learn something? Let's start with Will.
For me, it's a challenge, you know, and I think challenge is a big theme of my life. Challenge is kind of what drives me. So it makes me do a lot of introspective thinking, and it makes me think about like, what do I need to prioritize in my life? What's important to me? And I think personally, the best thing it did for me was it kind of kickstarted me back into my routine, you know, and I've had the same routine, but when you get so busy, obviously that routine, you don't stick to it and you start to lose it. But it got my routine back together, and I mean, there are times where I've been playing a lot of video games, which is something I would never ever have time to do. Wow. In the normal world.
What are you playing?
Ever. Call of Duty.
Console? PC? Console?
I do it on PlayStation, and I do it also with my girlfriend because it makes her really happy, you know, and obviously I obviously like to see her happy, but it's also a lot of fun for me. So but you know, I get so carried away with video games. It's not healthy for me because I could just, it's kind of like editing. I want to be the best at whatever it is I'm doing, you know? So
it's like Pokemon.
I can play for 8 hours straight because I want to become better.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm a little crazy with that, but no, yeah, it definitely, it's good, you know, in terms of going back to what Jacko asked, you know, like, did it make me more creative, or, it limits you. It's a challenge. And it's like, okay, what content can I create in this small space, literally and figuratively, and just in this room? And it forces you to adapt and evolve. I know there's so many YouTubers. I just had a meeting with the YouTube team, and there's so many people who are struggling right now because they can't create content, because a lot of people can't create content in the room without, you know, the other exterior factors that help them create what they do. And I think it's cool. It was a challenge to how do you relate to your audience and create a story that has value to it. So I like it. Challenges in life.
How about you, Kai, as a musician? Is it the same kind of challenges? Is there a limitation for it?
I think for me personally, it was hard because the first week I was really kind of paralyzed with fear about what was happening. Like, I was just reading the news all the time. I was just trying to get updates as much as I can from other people, from friends who are doctors, who are nurses, and I couldn't seem to get into a routine. My husband was quick to get a routine. Every morning he would wake up, he would record songs, he would practice an instrument, whatever that would be. But I only started getting sort of like this whole situation sort of just sunk in how bad it really was and like what I could do during this situation. But the first week I was really just, what's happening to the world? And it kind of like numbed me that I couldn't really do anything. And then the second week, like, I saw my siblings start to jam, start to make music. My husband was really consistent about, like, every day he would come out with songs, even if no one was listening, he would just post all of these songs. And I was like, okay, wait, I can't not stop. I have to keep living. Yeah. You know, I couldn't just be, what's going to happen next? Because honestly, like, I can't believe it's week 5 already.
Yeah, and, wow.
You know, so far, okay, we're doing the best we can with each day. But yeah, in terms of getting a routine together as a musician, so of course, for me personally, my favorite thing about being a musician is being on stage. So that was a big loss for me. Whereas people sort of thrive on recording, on coming up with, on writing, on recording songs. I really love being on stage and being with people. So that was really tough for me for the first couple of weeks. But we do stupid things. Like we made a mini stage in our apartment, and then we just jammed there with my siblings. So that's sort of the things we're doing to cope with the situation. But yeah, it should be good for the creative process. It's only starting now where I'm starting to write and record. But yeah, the first couple of weeks were really rough.
And I think it's good to point out that for a lot of people, you shouldn't be pressured to be creative, or to be, if you feel sad or angry or happy or you want to create, like there is no invalidation of any feeling, because this is a time wherein we don't know what's going on, and yep. we're trying to, you know, make sense of the world. And I think it's if don't feel bad if a lot of people were doing creative work and doing some 20 million vlogs a day, but like it's okay, like, you know, Will, like how many, wait, you have two channels now. Well, you have mm-hmm. you have two channels now. Do you how often do you create for it now compared to the norm, like, you know, normally? Do you find yourself creating less, or do you find yourself creating more?
Actually, I'm definitely putting in more time in creating. I haven't been uploading just because they're travel videos, and I'm not ready to release them at the right moment, just because, you know, audiences are very, I guess let's use the word sensitive, or there's always something they can find to like just be upset with. And it's like this, whenever there's a crisis, you know, people are on edge, and it's like they want to hate. So you let it die down, and then you can start releasing stuff slowly. But definitely I have been creating a lot more, really just because it comes down to the time. I have more time to actually focus in and edit my work, where on a daily basis, I have events and meetings and other stuff that doesn't allow me to vlog all the time.
Yeah. Question also, I guess, because we know that you edit yourself, but part of being a content creator is also delegating, right? Are you still delegating any editing work right now? Or is it all you?
No, it's, so I do a lot of the main channel, and also, you know, the second channel, if it's personal, there are some vlogs I just have to edit because I'm telling the story actually as I edit. But I do have two editors who are working for me, but they have, they've also had a tough month, and I'm very nice. I'm too nice, dude.
That's nice.
I'm too nice. Yeah, and I mean, they have their legitimate reasons, and a lot of stuff has happened with them. But yeah, it's definitely my constant struggles in life really is managing employees, because I just want to be the creative. I don't want to like be the manager and you know, tell people what to do. Yeah. All that stuff. So that's definitely tough. And then, but yeah, they have been helping me a lot, but it's definitely been a rough month, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
For personal reasons. Everyone has their personal reasons.
For sure.
No. And that's something to point out. Like everyone is having a hard time, some more than others. And that's why we have to be more empathetic, you know?
Exactly. And you know what? It's interesting because, it is kind of shocking. Everyone just reacts to this situation different, I guess. And you're right, dude. You just have to be empathetic and understanding with it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to say hello to my cat. My cat just wants to say hello to everyone.
Hey, Harry.
That's all what I've been doing this whole month is my cat. I take care of him. But yeah, no, it's a good point. I think this is a time where we have to be a lot more understanding. I feel like everyone is either afraid, sad, angry, So they don't understand it when people are being creative or when people are are just trying to be positive. Like we hate on something that we're not feeling because we don't understand what we're feeling ourselves. So like we're angry. If you're not angry, you're not with me. You know what I mean? But I guess like it's good to hear from the both of you and from Justin and you know, nice to see Danny. It's this whole Zoom thing, to be honest, is so great because I don't see my friends. And as I said, it's the first time I'm seeing Will, and I'm like, oh my God, it's Will. I have like, even if I talk to Will, it's like the first time I'm seeing Will and Kai and Justin and Danny. Like, I don't know. Like, what do you guys think of what the new media is coming in? Like, everybody's doing these Zoom things. Do you think that this is something that we will keep doing in the long run? Like, you know how like meetings could have just been a Zoom call rather than, you know, we're
dude,
learning this.
Oh my gosh, this is exactly what meetings should be. I don't know why we waste our time driving and sitting in traffic just to do meetings, you know, when we can just do this. So I think that's the only thing I think how this can continue on, this whole Zoom thing.
Yeah.
It could be more efficient by doing that. But otherwise, I'm not sure, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I've been thinking about it. And like, what if this is like all theoretical, right? What if the companies decide to really do this whole work from home scheme, right? And maybe the implication would be that our office spaces and offices would be smaller, maybe even half as small. And maybe you have, let's say, some employees going there only Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and the others Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and those guys use like the same desks, right? And parang I'm so curious to know how this is going to change all these things, because that's going to change real estate. That's going to change, you know, Grab and Angkas and all these things as well. And it's going to change the amount of traffic we have on the road. So it's really interesting to see. But I think that at least for the next 6 months, we're definitely going to keep this social distancing going. That's my prediction.
Yeah.
Parang gradually lang we'll start to let go of social distancing. But I feel like at least for 2020, it's going to be a very big theme.
Okay.
Yeah, I super agree. Like, people keep saying, it's a common thing for people to say, oh, when this is over, when lockdown is over.
Yeah.
But I think people are failing to realize that there won't be that normal that we used to have. Yeah. It's not going to be that anymore when we come out of this. It's going to be like what Justin said, a slow progress back to normal, but not instantly. So I think with all this technology like Zoom, for us, for my band, we're trying to figure out how to be able to do remote recording if we wanted to release singles. A lot of bands are doing it very well. Sandwich has been constantly putting out music because they've sort of tapped into what they need to do with this technology now, because like what Justin said, it will probably be another 6 months of us not having any physical interaction for a while, at least like, you know, not too close.
And I think the world shouldn't stop. I think there are ways to keep businesses going, and we have to. Our economy should keep going. I mean, health first, but we should find ways so that we can keep moving. For artists, I think, you got to figure out how to monetize what you're doing. But at the same time, like having the social distance, because I think with artists, concerts and mga gigs, you can't have 30, 40,
exactly.
50, 1,000
That's not
people.
Gonna happen for a while.
Actually,
on that note, Kai, I had a question for you, because like I'm also a musician. I'm a professional beatboxer. And I think the difficult thing with all of this going on is latency on these apps. It's really difficult.
It's so frustrating.
Example, you and I can't jam right now because definitely I'm gonna be either a little too fast or a little too slow.
Mm-hmm.
So I went researching on what video apps don't have latency, and parang wala pang ganon.
wala. It really depends on the individual internet access.
No, timing lang yan. You'll start like a half a week earlier.
And I'm sure eventually we'll figure it out. I'm just waiting for someone to figure it out because right now I can't even sing backup for my band. It's that
exactly.
hard.
It's a huge problem. I can't jam with anyone.
It's so strange and it's sad.
Well, speaking of jamming,
I think it's all also like I guess another topic of conversation is patience. Like I feel like we have to have a lot of zen or I don't know what do you call it like in like just patience, I guess. Like you will like you do a lot of yoga and a lot of like meditation and all that. Like does that help during this time? Like does meditation and like you know even just stretching or is it a mindset? Like what do you do to keep yourself sane almost, you know what I mean, like in this time?
It's kind of just getting yourself to become accustomed to your breath. It all comes back to your breath, you know, and just being like, it just comes to awareness and everything. I don't know. I have never ever worried. Like throughout this whole thing, I never worried. I just continue to practice being productive and being healthy, and doing things that help me, you know.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's I think being healthy mentally and physically during this time is so crucial. And keeping yourself both healthy and keeping other people healthy on both ends. And this is why we're doing this, you know, basically is to keep other people, you know, kind of having something to view and something to entertain themselves and whatnot. And this is what vloggers and musicians and creators are for.
And on that note, actually, Jaco, we do have an entertainer over here. We have live entertainer. So, we have Kai Hunasan.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
on the subject of keeping yourself sharp and focused and being in line with your breath and all that, we do have a speed round of questions for Will coming up in just a bit. So for those of you who are tuned in, especially for Will, if you have any other questions you want us to add in, let us know in the comments below. And we will be asking that in just a bit. But first, Kai, I think you have another song prepared for us, don't you?
Yes, I do. I sang this in Jaco's wedding. So,
oh, okay, great. This is my favorite song.
my entire set is his requests. So this is Ngayong Gabi.
Ang simula'y kalokohan. Inakalang walang pumunta. Nauna-unahan na nung sa'yo ay bakit nga ba ako ang kausap mo? Padalas ang iyong paglapit, tuloy ay napilitan itago ang mukha. Gusto ko lang manigurado na hindi lang nag-iisang beses ito. Kahit simple lang naman ang gagawin, maglalakad kahit saan makarating. Sa ganitong gabi pwede mo akong sumahan pauwi. Simple lang naman ang aking hinihiling. Pareho iniisip mo habang tayo ay lalakad. Ngayong gabi buti na lang at napatawarin kita. Akala ko na may mauubusan na. Babanggaan ang ating mga kamay. Nanginginig, umihiling na ay kalokhan. Babalik na tayo sa sarili-sariling kwento, di maiwasan mangyayari. Nakabikit mga mata ang pagmulat ko na yan. Sa ganitong gabi, pwede mo akong samahan, mauwi. Simulan man ang aking hinihiling, parehong iniisip mo habang tayo ay lalakaan. Sa ganitong gabi, pwede mo akong samahan, mauwi. Simulan man ang aking hinihiling, parehong iniisip mo habang tayo ay lalakaan. Ngayong gabi, ngayong gabi, ngayong gabi, ngayong gabi.
And again, guys, but before, Jaco, before we get to your questions again, to those of you who are watching, this is again for the benefit of raising funds para mamatay tong hayop na COVID na ito, di ba? This again is our online telethon, mamatay kang hayop na COVID ka, of course. And so we'd like to thank our sponsors for today, Furball. Maraming salamat, Furball. Love you forever. And again, if you're asking why we're doing this for our Philippine scientists sa Philippine Genome Center, ang magigiting na Pinoy scientist natin na nagde-develop ng mas affordable COVID-19 test kits na makakatulong sa atin lahat sa mga health institutions natin para pabilis at pagpuksa sa hayop na COVID na ito. Okay? And so again, you guys can donate and marami po tayong mga platforms for donations. Merong BDO, may GCash, Paymaya, at meron ding PayPal. Napakadali. Okay? So make sure that you click on the link down below and you can donate for the cause. I believe we've already raised something like, what? 550,000 na ba?
574,000
pesos. At the party check
was 622,000
pesos. Wow.
Wow.
Let's
probably
722.
Well, keep donating,
guys. Wow, maraming salamat.
So, man, let's talk about like significant others during this time. Kai, what is Echo doing now?
Echo's been like four different people.
Four different people.
No, because at first he got a haircut before the lockdown, and then he got a mohawk, and now he shaved his head. I feel like he's taken on different personas per week. Yeah. But yeah, it keeps things interesting. I'm very entertained every day because he's always just dancing, or every day I wake up with someone playing drums to like a metal song. So
solid.
It starts my day.
How about you, Will? How's Edge? How's Alodia doing right now? Is she streaming? I think she's streaming right now.
Yeah, she is. She is. You know, dude, it's not much different from her normal life. Like she doesn't even see the sun. She barely leaves. the cave. It's not much different. She's doing fine.
Is it like for me and my wife at least, like it's pretty interesting because you are stuck in the same place for basically 24 hours a day. And so, like, I don't know, like, I think that's another, like, in the States, I think there's a rise in, like, you know, domestic violence and all that. But, with you guys, like, do you find it, what have you learned from your significant other during this time that's, you know, totally, that you didn't know was possible or is there something like that?
So what have you discovered?
Yeah, what have you discovered?
She's a lot happier when I'm with her, actually. Yeah, no, to be honest, there's a lot less problems being together 24/7. Yeah, because she always, you know, she could always keep an eye on me, so nothing to worry about, right?
No, like, how about you, Kai? Anything, any new personality that, like, Echo has that you've never seen?
No, I think because we're both musicians, so we don't have normal day schedules. Like, we just work at night, and then that's it. But for him, he thrives in routine, apparently. So once the lockdown happened, he made a schedule for himself. Like, he would say bye to me, then he'd go to work, which he would just transfer to the other room. And then I would see him for lunch and dinner. And like what Will said, it's been really good. No problems. We haven't fought at all this quarantine, which is like super good because, you know, we're just around each other all the time. There's no problems at all. It's just keeping our routine together.
And that's great. I guess at this point, because we're almost done with our time. Wow, that was quick. We'll do 20 questions with Will. We prepared... so we have a segment on call. So On Call is a podcast we never got to start, but we're starting because we were supposed to do it before the lockdown, but we never got to do it because of the lockdown. And now this is our first aired episode.
Yeah, actually.
So we have a game that we developed there. It's
our speed round, I guess.
A speed round. So I guess for now we'll have Will as our contestant, and Danny, you could TikTok us away.
Here we go. Okay. We're gonna start, ladies and gentlemen. Here is our speed round with Will Dasovich. Will, are you ready? Here we go. Will, are you ready? Yes. Yes.
All right, good. Let's do it.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Pilates or yoga?
Yoga.
TV or YouTube?
YouTube.
Boxers or briefs?
I don't know the difference.
Boxers. Boxing?
Boxers. I don't know.
Boxing?
You're not... Is it neither?
Yeah. Yes, actually, that is right. Neither. You know, I read something, too, that I always read about sleep, how to get the best sleep. And in a study, people, if you go commando, you can sleep better.
Sleeping
anyway,
mood.
Continue.
Interesting. All right. So that was
too much.
Sorry. Okay, so more of boxers then. Boxing or taekwondo?
Boxing.
Books or bijos?
Bijos.
Chillax or chilling like a villain?
Chillax.
Chillax. Squats or deadlifts?
Squats.
Body weight or full gym equipment?
Body weight.
Sugary drink or alcoholic drink?
Alcoholic drink.
Raw vlog or produced vlog?
Dad, I can't answer that. That's so hard. Raw vlog.
Okay. Burgers or pizza?
Burgers.
Structured workflow or let's just wing it?
Structured.
Okay.
Structured chaos.
Next question. Chibog time or balik alindog?
Balik alindog.
Chia seeds or flax seeds?
Chia seeds.
Dan or Brett?
Dan. I met him first. I knew him first.
Toilet paper, okay? About toilet paper. Toilet paper over or toilet paper under? Toilet paper over or toilet paper under?
I don't know what that means, but...
You know, like when the toilet paper is... Do you like pulling it down or do you like when it's in the verse and then you pull it from underneath?
I just use a bidet.
There you go. Problem solved. Or the tabo for us, yeah.
Okay. And next, tweet or TikTok?
TikTok.
Tweet or talty?
What?
I didn't know gets. Tweet or talty? Do you like your food tweet? Or do you want like your food salty?
Salty.
Oh man. Okay. 4 raw vlogs a week or 1 quality vlog per week?
One quality vlog.
Okay, here we go. Alcohol or sanitizer?
Alcohol.
Win alone or win together?
Together.
And finally, what is the first thing you're going to do when you get out?
Go on a hike.
Go on a hike. Ladies and gentlemen, Will Dasovic!
I guess at this point, okay, we would like to just thank Furball again and Mamatay Kang COVID Ka for having all of us. You know, it's been fun. I thought we had a program that's actually longer than this, but like we ended up, you know, we're pretty much way longer than it is. So I'd like to thank Kai.
Thank you
so much, Kai.
I'd like to thank Will as well for being here. And I seriously, like, this is from the bottom of my heart. It was like so nice to see Will. I haven't seen him in a long time, and it's so great.
I appreciate that, dude, because you're like the least affectionate person.
No,
in the world.
I know.
You never tell me that I'm important to you in your life. You never tell me. I tell you I love you. You never say I love you back. Like,
it's not a Filipino thing.
That means a lot. Actually, true. It's not a Filipino thing.
Like, Will will always try to bait me and go like, "Love you, man," and I'll be like, "Okay."
What, dude? Jacko, Jacko, will you just tell him you love him already? Just go.
No, say
Will, I love you.
No, I love you, man. It's so great to see you. I just have to point it out. I talked to Will a lot on the phone, but to see anyone right now, and any of my friends on video, or the remnants of a face, the closest thing we got to seeing people, I am just so happy to see everyone. And I guess during this time, it's good to social distance, but not emotional distance. You know, like, always keep in touch with people. You know, you have to work on your health, both mentally and physically. And we'll all get through it. But we need to do it together, I guess. So
put your hand here, so we're all connected. But our hands.
But you don't know when.
I'm stealing that for the end of my next vlog. Social distance, but not emotional distance.
Yeah, let's do like
You know what? It's so funny. Everyone, people think I'm so inspirational, but I secretly just steal all these quotes from Jacko.
Now we know.
I guess while we're the next program, I don't know if Juan here. Wait, let's ask the Furball people.
And while we're waiting, though, let's take a screenshot. We should take like a good like group photo. How are we gonna do this though? Okay, here we go.
Oh, I see a chat.
All right, ready? Okay, are you guys good? Mm-hmm. We have to wait for this to sync up also. Ready? 1, 2, 3. I hope that worked. Oh my gosh. I just see Danny laughing in the thing. Okay, we're going to do one more. All right, here we go. 1. Oh, shoot. It's gone. Technology. Why are you like this? Okay, screw it. Can you guys do it? Because I just messed mine up. It's just like all over the place. I got that out. Ready?
1, 2, 3. Got it.
All right.
Oh, by the way, well, is Edge there? Is Edge? Oh, is she still streaming?
Yeah, she's streaming.
What do they should raid us, actually. They'll raid us so we can have more donations, and then they'll be like, "What is going on?" I guess while we're talking to Kai, do you think you have another song, or I don't know how many you've performed. While we're the next show, so stay tuned. The next show will be coming up, so we hope you enjoy the show. We're gonna try to stretch it until the next show comes in. But again, we'd like to say thank you to our guests. And while we're you know, trying to sort this whole thing out, here again is the beautiful and talented Miss Kai Honasan. Thank you.
words for every second in this melody. Make a bunch of records thinking how it should be you and me. I can't and I shouldn't let myself live within this dream. But I'm still living as somebody else's very special memory. But I can't stop myself every time I'm near you. I can close the door to wasting opportunity to get to you. Cause all I do is get tongue-tied. When I'm around you, I can shut my mouth. All the words sometimes they're not like me. Just a diary that you just found is gone. When sense is all I do is get tongue-tied. Maybe I'll jumble up the letters of this riddle that I wanna say. Just let me get this out, I promise after this I'll be on my way. See, the thing is, all I want is the kiss, maybe more, is that okay? Oh, as excited as I am, this mouth gets me in trouble almost every day. But I can't stop myself every time I'm near you. I can close the door to waste an opportunity to get to you. Cause all I do is get tongue-tied. When I'm around you, I can shut my mouth. All the words come something out like pain. Just a diary that you just promised me. Nonsense, it's all I do is get tongue-tied. Next to you, I'm always tongue-tied. Next to you, I'm always tongue-tied. Next to you, I'm always tongue-tied. Every time next to you, I'm tongue-tied. As I can't stop. Yay!
Wait, is that an original guy?
Yeah,
it is, diba? I remember hearing it before. I love that song.
Very nice.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, one of the people behind all of this, Mr. Jun Sabayton.
Hey. Hi, Will. Hi, lahat. Hi, Kai. Lahat.
Bro! Bayaw! Oh my God, dude. Sobrang idol kita. Grabe.
Ikaw idol ko. Anyway, thank you very much. Sobrang nag-enjoy talaga kami. Ang ganda, ang saya. Anyway, ang kasunod natin naman ay ang Damakatas. Kayo nakatutok pa rin sa mamatay kang hayop kang COVID ka. Ito po ang Jaco. Ano tawag dito? On call
with Justin, Jaco, and Danny. Yan. Pero Bayaw, Paps, maraming salamat nga pala for having us. Ang galing na nagawa nyo dito sa mamatay kang hayop na COVID ka. And mabuhay kayo. Mamatay si COVID pero mabuhay kayo. And salamat, maraming salamat. Ano yung ma-expect nila sa Makata? Yung sunod na
Dako, ito ano to, balagtasan to. So medyo traditional na para din siyang rap battle pero mas wow. Traditional.
Wow.
Hindi ko alam sana walang tumasing kilay sa sinabi ko no, pero ayan. So ayun, thank you very much.
Ayan, thank you,
idol.
Guys.
Thank you, mga idol. Lahat, Kai. Wala mga, ano, ayan. Si Justin at saka si,
Danny.
Danny, ayan. And Will Dasubich. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
okay,
guys.
Okay, mag-end stream muna tayo para restart lang, no? Para lang, ano. So, ayan. Huwag kayong aalis. Magbabalik pa ang mamatay kang hayop kang COVID ka. Woo! Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys. God bless.
Bye. Thanks a lot, guys.
June, you're a legend, dude. I love you so much. I'm such a fan. I miss you.
Ayan. Bye-bye. Thank you, Ren. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.